Well, we knew about Yaka labor already. Yeah, we only do compliance. Sorry, we only do matching. But that's why it's so cheap. And it's really, realistically, it's just to get them in the door. I don't care if it's $25. And every worker that stays for a long time, and if they even get sponsored out of it, and if they get their Australian residency out of it, that's a victory. That's advertisement money can't buy. Yeah, because we have no real jobs because we're still building it. We haven't started marketing it yet. We hope they come back to us because we're making it so easy to use. So the payment, but it might never be completed. So we just have a refund policy, and obviously we'll be texting. We'll text the foreman to see if they turned up, and we'll text the worker to see if they're on the way to site. Yeah, like Opsman is stage 2, Grow Engine stage 3. Don't launch it to the public yet. So, yeah, well, it's not really launched yet. The old app was launched, but wasn't getting no traction. Which we were doing the Opsman kind of a thing. Or not the Opsman, the Yakka kind of a thing, but it was too complicated. If you can't explain it in one sentence, it's too complicated. Yeah, well, Yakka probably is a competitor, but labour hire companies mightn't be competitors because they could probably advertise their men on our site. So that's the answer to them questions.